Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good Monday morning, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am so grateful and excited to be here to bring you these messages today. So there's a couple of quick things. The first thing is, this is a very exciting week. Tomorrow, I record my first episode of Healing with Tony. So I'll be going to the television studio tomorrow and recording that episode, the very first, the debut episode of Healing with Tony, and also Psychic Medium Tony G. Both of those air on WSCS. If you'd like to see past episodes, you can go to my website, tonig.info. These two shows are so important to me, because so many people have so many ill-informed beliefs and fears about healing, alternative healing, energy healing, and psychic mediumship. And if I can help to bring a better understanding of healing, alternative healing, and mediumship to the world that isn't so woo-woo and scary, I'm all on board with that. All righty. So sometimes in life we're stuck. Everybody gets stuck. We don't know what to do. And my thing is just take the next step, the very, very, very next step. It doesn't have to be a big step. It can be a baby step. It can be any step. Even if you step sideways, at least you're moving. We always have many, many, many opportunities that come to us, and they might not look like the opportunities that we want at the time, but sometimes they're the opportunities that we need. It might not look the way you want it to look in the beginning, but it might be a step to lead you to what you want, or it might be a step to prepare you for what you want. I've learned that so many times in my life with everything that I have gone through. And I hope that this helps you. Every time I get a message when I'm first starting and I say it, it's usually for the first or second caller. So if you've called in before and you're lucky enough to get through, because my phone lines are usually full by the time I even log on to do the show, please ask a question that is new and relevant in your life. If you are a new caller, I say ask your most important question. Because the phone lines are full, please try to limit it to one question, and I'll do the best I can to answer that question. If you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, just let me know what loved one. If you say, who's around me, I'm going to say everybody, because, you know, they do hang out with us. Even those that that passed before we even came in, they're hanging out around us. So If you want to make that connection, make sure you give me the name of the person or the relationship, like I want to connect with my mom or my dad or whomever or whatever, okay? And yes, I can connect with your pets also. That just popped in my head in case somebody out there is wondering that. So I'm going to go directly to the first caller, 718. I'm going to 718. Good morning, 718.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Katie.
Excellent. Hi, Katie. How can I help you today?
Okay. I am currently in a dire mood. I need to move from where I'm staying at. And I kind of do my own little tarot cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm getting the right message. So when I did it right, the cards didn't say this, but like a sign showed up on the page I was on, and it said, save more money, but I don't even have a job.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, how am I going to be able to move from where I'm staying at? And I'm feeling kind of stuck here, like, because I've been here for a few years, but I don't know if I'm here because I'm trying to build a relationship with my mom, or like, I don't know what the real reason why I'm here or real reason why I'm kind of stuck here.
Okay. So I just want to take note. The message,
okay,
I gave prior to starting the show, just take a baby step in any direction. So here's what I'm getting. First, you need to clear your cards. And sometimes the cards are accurate for you, but also everybody needs to clear their, if you're using a pendulum, if you're using stones or crystals, whatever you're using, you need to clear them regularly. And there's a lot of good, really, really good methods for clearing things that are very, very helpful. The one thing I'm going to say to you as far as moving, they're saying, wait, this is not the time. You do need to you need to get your poop in a group. You need to really get on solid ground and get your footing straight. You have had some issues in the past with being out on your own. And right now, the being where you are, it allows you to have a sense of security, although they are saying this is a somewhat false sense of security.
Yes.
Okay, good. So they're on fire. They're accurate. And they're saying that in about a month, you're going to know the exact time when you're going to go. And I feel like I'm hearing the month March. So that is in about a month is March. You're going to know the exact time that you're going to go. And I feel like your move out is actually going to be in June. I do feel like you need to get a good consistent stream of income on its way to you, which, you know, that's a no-brainer. You're aware of that.
Yes.
And the other thing there, I'm feeling like in May, okay, that might start in May. So I feel, okay, so here's what I feel like. I feel like you are going to, at least you're going to be in that place in May, given the fact that you take all the steps, you do what you need to do. In May, you're going to start that stream of income for yourself. And then by June, you're going to be on your way out. But that doesn't mean June is going to be the month you necessarily move out, but you're just definitely going to know maybe where you're going and when you'll be arriving there by the month of June. And maybe June does end up being your move-out month, but it feels a little iffy to me. So what I'm going to say is get that stream of income. Everything is going to start to fall in place. And by March, you're going to know, you're going to have solid footing. And maybe March is when you start to find some career opportunities, because I see, it's really weird. I don't use cards or anything. But here's what I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, and I want you to call me back when this happens and tell me what it means. I am okay. seeing the king of clubs, the king of clubs. For some reason, I don't know if that means you meet a man. I don't know if that means you get employed by, this is a person of prominence. So it could be a partner. It could be a boss. It could be something like that. But I'm seeing the king of clubs, and that comes in right around that March time. So by June, you're going to be pretty well set in your path, where you're going and what you're doing, okay?
Yeah, I just want to confirm with you when I do, I was doing my cards, I was kind of doing them online on this online site, but that's what I got. Like when I asked when I would move, it said like spring, and I'm like, really? That's kind of fast. I was counting. I was like, oh, so that's before June.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to know in spring. I don't know that you – I don't feel like you're going to move in spring. I feel like by March, you're going to know what your plan is.
Okay.
But I don't feel like that's when you go. March is like when that gate opens and you start going down that road. But I feel like March is not unless – something really drastic comes up. I don't feel like March is that time for you to be going yet, okay?
Right.
But
no,
it
said spring, so I said,
know.
I have,
yeah,
I said
exactly.
Spring, I guess, is till June 21st.
Well, then maybe. Yeah, spring. So, yeah, there you go. Excellent.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. If you would like to call in, do you have questions, something you would like to ask? The number is 858-365-5593. So call in now. I'll be happy to take your call. We're going to go directly to the next caller, 303. Hello, 303. How are you today?
Hey. Hi, Tony. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. How can I help you today?
Great. Parallel to the first callers, as a matter of fact, I am also going to be moving, and I'm leaving the area but not the state. And part of the big purpose of this move is to get back into better career work. So get on to a career, back onto my career path. So I'd like to hear what you have to say around that with this particular move.
Okay, so I do want to say that your phone is a little gargled, and that's okay. I have the gist of what you're saying. I'm hearing that this is a good move, and it's promising. Don't have too many expectations. Just go eyes wide open and be ready and willing to transfer, which is what you're doing. Be ready and willing to transfer, and be ready and willing to work hard. If you go in with a really good attitude and a really good thought process, you're going to promote very quickly, okay?
Okay. What does the work look like, or the type of work look like? Because that's critical. Part of the purpose for this move is to get, get finances much better, much more stable than they've been in a long time.
Yeah, and again, I want to say you're very gargled, so I'm not really understanding you well. Here's what I'm getting, and I'm going to give you what I'm getting. The move is good. It's going to lead you to what you're going to be doing. It's very promising. And I'm just hearing the work will be there. Don't worry about the schematics of it or the definitives of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go with an open heart and an open mind and a willingness, and it's going to happen. And I wish I could tell you, like, exactly what it is. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I'm seeing a hospital logo. And it's actually, I know in your area, it's probably very different than in my area. But I'm seeing the logo for a children's hospital, which is, it's our children's hospital, but it's always also our college hospital. So I would keep a very open mind and an open heart, they're saying, as you go in to what is available, because there's going to be more available than you are looking for, is what they're telling me.
Okay, yeah. The hospital doesn't mean anything to me. That's not at all related. I mean, the only thing the hospital could mean, I'm sorry to say, is I end up in one.
which could never be a good thing,
and that's we take that one off the plate. That one is delete, 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 delete. There's no relation to my career at all with the hospital. So I really want to delete that because I don't want to have that even floating around, you know, as a... You know, like for me to be in a hospital or near a hospital is bad news. So I'm just going to delete that. So I need to do that. Delete that. So, yeah.
Okay. So all I can do is tell you what I'm seeing, and that doesn't mean that you're going to end up in a hospital. This might be some kind of work around it. And like I did say, it is a children's hospital, so that will make a very big difference also. And they're saying going with an open mind and an open heart, and you might be surprised at what you get. I hope that was very, very helpful for you, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is in 310. Hello, 310. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. It's absolutely my pleasure. What's going on today? What's your question of the day?
So I have a new love in my life who it's unfolding beautifully. I've been working with the angels, and I know that he's a kindred spirit, and it's such a beautiful, healthy relationship and positive, but he seems to be detaching a little bit, and I don't know if it's something that I should take personal or what's actually happening around this energy. Can you give me some more insight?
Okay, yeah, you know, it is really a very, very good relationship, but they're telling you the one thing that I'm hearing, and I hope this makes sense to you, just because you might know that this is the right thing and you're ready, set, go, it doesn't mean that they know it's the right thing and they're in a hurry to get there. Okay, sometimes people, when things are going really well, they back off a little bit. They get a little bit afraid. I'm not saying that's the case with him. I feel like he's going to come back around and what's preoccupying him is actually work-related things, something to do with work. And I want you to know it's not personal. It doesn't have a lot to do with you. I feel like within a week there will be some connection, and then again in a month things will get back to the way they were before. Remember, we just went through a big lunar eclipse, and we're about to go through a solar eclipse on Thursday. So just be open. The statement they're making is don't think that this is the end. Just realize this is part of the process, and don't worry too much about where he is right now. I feel like he's going to become reinvested. Not that he's completely stepped out, but he's just preoccupied right now. Does that make sense to you? That was a really long answer to say he's preoccupied, huh? So does that make sense to you?
No, it absolutely makes a lot of sense. I can totally see that it could be family or business issues that he may be having. So, yeah, that makes actually a lot of sense. That's a great, great answer. I just hope that, you know, we can stay on the same page and just continue to let this beautiful love unfold.
Yeah, and remember, as much as guys want to be soft and sensitive, they have a lot more testosterone than we do. So we can't always, they're not always going to have the same feely reactions to things as we do. They look at things from more of a business or a more, how would I say this, more of a just their perspective on it isn't as emotional as ours. So just allow him the time he needs. I feel like within the week, you're going to get a good feeling from him. And then within the month, he'll start to turn this around. I do feel like his preoccupation does have to do with work and that it's just going to take a minute to clear some things up and get back on track. And then he can get back into his personal life. You know, men, if their work life and their professional life is good, then they work on other things. But as being brought up as the providers, they need to put all of their eggs in that basket first and make sure that's always good and steady, and then they're ready to jump into or invest more energy and time into the relationship part of their life. So let him get through this, and he's not going to completely disappear, but it will be, don't be nervous about this. I feel like he's coming back around very soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Tony. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. I'm so happy that you called in. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. And let's talk again soon, okay?
Yes. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony Green. I'm Tony Green. For more information on me, you can go to tonig.info. That's tonyg.info. And I'm going to go to the next caller right away. And the next caller is 856. Hello, 856. How are you today?
Hey, Tony. It's Laura. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you today?
I had a phone interview last Wednesday, and I wondered if you see me getting that job.
I feel like they are going to make you an offer. I do feel like they are going to make you an offer. But for some reason, I feel like something else is going to come in that you're going to be more interested in. Okay?
Okay. That other thing, is that a contract or is that a permanent position?
I'm not really sure at this time, but I do want to say trust your guidance, and I know that it will come through for you. Remember also to look outside of where you've been looking and to keep an open, how do I say this? Make sure that your eyes are wide open as you look. Thank you so much for calling in today. I'm going to go directly to 610. Hello, 610. How are you today? Hello, 610. Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm good. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I only say the first three numbers of your phone number. So, yes, how are you today?
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Well, I'm Gabby. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. How are you doing? How can I help you today?
I'm doing good. I just have an open question. I just wanted to know, if you see anything around me? Really, I'm just open to everything in the universe at this point.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
not seeing do you see anything around me currently, like in the present moment, well, for February?
Okay, so what
new
you,
changes
okay.
or love?
Okay, so I appreciate your question, and what I'm going to do, because I have about 4 minutes left and I have to do the exit, I'm going to ask you to hone that down into a quick question. For something like that, you should book a reading, really, because it would take me a little bit longer to really go into depth about your month coming up. So did you have a question about, you know, more specific question?
I guess do you see anything around my love life? Is that a better question?
Okay. So let me just take a second here and look at that. It's kind of stagnant. And until I'm seeing March 15th and then March 22nd, I want to say, that's a time when things are really going to open up in that area. So make sure that during that time you're out and about and you're really interacting. So between March 15th and March 22nd, there's going to be some opportunities for you to get out and to get more, I don't know, immersed in that.
Okay.
And to take advantage, they're saying take advantage of any opportunities that come your way during that time and make sure that you're very, you're open to saying yes, going places, doing things, and participating, especially in group activities. So like some people use Meetup or whatever that thing is called, but there are also other ways, like if there are birthday parties or dinners or events, get involved with them, say yes, participate. You're going to be really, really happy you did afterwards. And this is not only going to help love life, this is going to help your whole relationship sector, as a matter of fact. That whole relationship area is going to open up huge for you at that time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes me like really happy because I'll be going to a new city tomorrow to volunteer.
Oh, okay. So make sure you're doing those opportunities. If you hear of opportunities that other people are doing, also get really involved in those. You're going to meet some very interesting, eclectic, and people, and you are going to meet one person in particular that is really kind of takes your breath away. Okay? So make sure you're getting out there. Yeah, get out there and really participate. And you're going to be surprised and excited by what comes back to you, okay?
Well, I'm definitely going to take all of this and take a leap of faith. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.
Thank you.
So I want to thank everybody for listening in today and let you know that every Monday at noon I'm here. And I take callers every single week and I try to help everybody that calls in. If I didn't get to you and you really have a question, please visit my website, tonyg.info, book an appointment. Some things I can do in one question online, other things, they take a little bit more time if you really want to get in depth and get those questions answered and get all the details about it. It might be time to book that appointment. Now, I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week. And I want to encourage you to please take one step toward what you want, just one step forward to meeting with you here again next week, Monday.